What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What the hell are you still doing here?
What are you doing here?
What the hell am I doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
In the sea of thoughts, thinking, enraptured by the colors of air.
Welcome to the show. This is It's All About Perspective with DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Remy, you know how people say that someone might have a face for radio if they're ugly?
I have heard that said.
I think I have a hair for radio today. I don't know, but I'm walking over here, my hair feels out of control.
I was about to say, when you walked towards me and the wind was blowing your hair back, I was like, wow.
Wind-swept Abercrombie model? Today. Oh. Okay, different thoughts, but...
Yeah, sorry about that.
I haven't taken a look yet, but it feels out of control.
It's actually... Well, it's different from what you usually have, but it's actually not that bad.
So okay.
I wouldn't feel too bad about it if I were you. Just a little bit bad.
Okay. I'll try to make it a little better. I'm going to start us off a little different today, I think.
Okay.
All right, but I think you're going to enjoy it. Let's do it.
Great.
so dry. Somebody told me I shouldn't be starving. I wouldn't feed the world a lie. Well, I said these walls were criminals. Let's
don't forget what
All right, you just heard "Oh Darling." Actually, it's, I never realized this. It's "Oh Darling" because there's an exclamation point after the. Why am I like this?
I don't know.
I don't know either. By the Beatles, in case you're unaware. Followed by "Hymnals" by Grizzfolk and RAC or RAC.
I like RAC.
Okay.
It's all capitals. It should be an acronym.
Okay. Followed by "Transmission" by Zedd. Remy, I want to just take a second to elaborate on my hair snafu.
Are you sure you have to?
No, actually, I don't want to talk about it. But there's one thing I wanted to share with you.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Do you know there's this kid at Tufts who does these like special effects videos?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
You know,
and it went viral.
So I had no idea about this or anything. I got a message Friday afternoon. I was actually in class. Mm-hmm. I got a message Friday afternoon.
Why were you on your phone in class, Dylan?
It was during the break. It's a 3-hour class. We get a 10-minute break, and I get a message, and this kid, one of my friends apparently tagged me in his post asking if there were any someone who's pretty good at tennis, So he messaged me and was like, "Hey, I saw this kid tagged you in my post. Do you want to be in the video?" And I didn't see it because I'm not in the group that he tagged me. I'm not in the class of 2021. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, sure. I messaged him like, what are you talking about? Like, mm-hmm. And I said, sure. How long is it going to take? He's like 15, 30 minutes. I'm like, okay. He's like a 10. He said it's like a 10-second video because he has like Instagram or whatever. I had no idea. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I never heard of him. I never saw it, whatever. So I just showed up and he just wanted me to serve. And he's like, yeah, you're going to serve it around here. And then I'm going to make it like the strings break or the ball like explode. So all I did is I basically served for 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors. Served for 15 minutes. He had the camera going and then he was like, yeah, all right. That should be good.
So he got your ninja kick serve in there.
My ninja kick serve is in there.
Uh-huh.
And then he asked me, he sent me a message later. He sent me the video and it looks really cool.
Ooh.
I could show you it. And then he posted, and then he messaged me too. He's like, do you want Insta credit? I'm like, what is this? I'm like, what do you mean Insta credit? And then I didn't realize he posted it today. Man has 187,000 followers.
Yeah, he's really popular. Go take that Insta credit.
I assume that's Instagram credit. What I said, I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah, he's really popular.
It's and the video.
You should explain a little bit about like the special effect.
He does it so he'll like throw a banana in the air and like while it's falling, it'll immediately like be cut or something like
that. Right, so it's like a special effects.
A special effects thing. Yeah. So the special effects on this one was you don't even see me in it. I'm just the guy that serves it.
Right.
And when his racket hits the ball explodes and into tiny little pieces.
It's pretty cool.
So I just thought it was really cool. And I still didn't know after doing it with him. I just saw he followed me on just because I worked with him. Mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my god. I didn't realize I was working with,
maybe this is your first step in becoming Instagram famous, Dylan.
Wow,
could you imagine
me and my 200?
What would you do? What content would you post if you were Instagram famous?
My short film screening. Oh, May 1st.
Hey, yeah,
screening May 1st.
Congratulate you on wrapping your short film.
Thank you.
This past weekend. Also, well, congratulate myself on that because it was long and hard to do.
Three weekends. We had an actress back out on Wednesday. She was in one scene, and
that was tough.
She knew about the dates for over a month, and backed out 2 days beforehand. She's in one scene. We actually waited to film that scene because she wasn't available till then. But we got someone, and we got it done. I have 2 weeks to edit it.
They want a rough cut by Tuesday.
They want a rough cut by Tuesday, but okay. that's not crazy.
Okay.
But May 1st, the screening, it's going to be open, so.
I will be there.
I'm glad.
Hopefully all of you will be there. All of our listeners will be there, too.
Everyone's invited.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be crazy. All of my 187,000 followers that I'm going to get from this.
Hack in the auditorium and Cohen. Not Cohen, it's Tisch.
The Tisch 304. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Let's pop back into it. I'm gonna play a serious throwback.
Oh yes,
not this one.
Oh, never mind.
the next one.
Okay.
Is the one after this is gonna be a serious throwback.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you.
I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, divido. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. So much if you take my hand, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Down on the sidewalk, I won't go until you come outside. act like it's so complicated, but it's simple. I don't play games, no, I don't even got Nintendo. Why you so afraid of four letters? Everyone's afraid of forever. Love is dead. At least that's what you said. Dead. But hold on now. Wait a minute, I'm already in it, so how could that be true? If love is dead, then why does it feel like I could die for you? Deep down, you're down and feel the same way I do. I understand you're holding back, but this is brand new. Don't be so afraid of four letters. You can run away forever. Love is dead. At least that's what you said. Dead. But hold on now. Wait a minute, I'm already in it, so how could that be true? If love is dead, then why does it feel like I could die for you? That's what you said. Dead. Love is dead. At least that's what you said. Dead. But hold on now. Wait a minute, I'm already in it, so how could that be true? If love is dead, then why does it feel like I could die?
All right, you just heard Budapest by George Ezra, followed by Check Yes Juliet by We the Kings. Holy throwback.
Talk about a throwback.
Followed by Love is Dead by Emad Royal or Imad Royal.
Yeah, I think it's Emad Royal.
And Frund. No, I. You want to? Yeah, you got a story you want to tell?
Well, not so much a story, but Check Yes Juliet was like one of the first songs that I did like a comprehensive cover of when I was learning how to play guitar. So I was probably 11 or 12, and I had this like device, for lack of a better word, that you could play and record into, kind of like GarageBand, but it was its own separate thing. And I made a cover of that with its own, with like multiple guitar tracks and drum tracks and vocals, and I was very proud of it. It was not good, but at the time I was very proud of it. And it was one of the first songs that I ever learned how to play on guitar, and there were like multiple parts, and it doesn't sound like a complicated song, but for like a beginning guitarist, it was a little bit complicated, and
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And hearing that, because I haven't heard that song in a long time, because it's not something that's played anymore. So it was a trip down memory lane.
Yeah. Those throwbacks. That actually, so I was thinking about when I sometimes, I don't know if you've ever done this, or when people used iTunes more, iTunes tracks like your purchased, and they make a playlist of purchased.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if you've ever gone to the start and scrolled up. Whoa. It's scary to like, you see the phases that you went through in music, and it's, you'll see, like, I saw, I'll see, like, when I was, like, weirdly into people that would cover other people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do I care? That's so weird.
I never actually used iTunes. I never bought anything. I hopped on the Spotify train pretty quickly, so I don't have a lot of bought things on iTunes.
Well, what about in middle school? I don't think Spotify was around in middle school.
I didn't have, like, an iPhone or an iPod.
Oh, so you just,
I'm an MP3 player.
Okay.
But I don't know what was on there.
Interesting. I was not into music really until college, I'd say.
I listened to a lot of old, like, my parents' stuff, like Cat Stevens, like Dire Straits, John Denver.
Wow.
We should play a Dire Straits song, actually, because they're awesome. Also, no one can see this, but my chair is, like, slowly, like, dropping down every couple of minutes, and I keep thinking, like, wow, the mic just got so much higher. I'm, like, leaning to talk up into
it. Now that you say point it out, I'm kind of looking down at you.
Anyway, we should put on a Dire Straits song.
I used to be able to play the guitar solo at the end of Sultans of Swing.
Really? I didn't know you played guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
not
dude.
I don't still.
Oh man.
No, I can't. I
think of the things we could do together.
That would be crazy.
I don't have two guitars, but well, not.
But if I played, then I would probably have my own.
Yeah. Damn, we could have been a legendary duo of guitar maestros. Just kidding. Neither of us would be a guitar maestro.
These things happen. Remy, I'm about the song that's about to be played next.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of covers, actually, they came out with a music video. Pentatonix came out with a music video for someone, for our boy.
Oh, wait, which boy? We have a lot of boys.
Well, our main man, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, nice. So, we haven't played an Ed Sheeran song in a while.
And so that made me think, too, because there are, as I was going through my purchased, and I was going through my life, uh-huh. is I noticed there are a few people that I used to love, and I don't know where they've been. I don't know when divide sign or whatever he calls it, division.
Divide, I think.
He just calls it divide? Okay.
I think so.
I don't know when that came out. Did that come out last year?
I'm going to check right. Yeah, it definitely came out last year. I remember listening to it for the first time in my bed at night, and I was like, wow, this
yeah,
is great.
I saw Ariana Grande has not released something. Her last album was 2016.
Oh, wow.
And Rihanna's last album was 2016.
Huh.
Those are the two that stood out to me of like, wow, I have a lot of these songs, and yeah. I don't know where they've been.
Well, I mean, it takes time to... God damn, my chair.
Yeah, it's probably
a
year
for them to
a year of touring.
Yeah, also
a year of making it, and then you release it. So it is probably a 2 year turnaround time
cycle. I mean, of course, artists have done it faster and also much lower. But I think that's about the time for an artist in their prime, so to speak.
Yeah,
churning out musical hits by every 2 years.
Churning out musical hits.
That's what they do. That's what someone like when an artist is on the rise, they want to put out an album like as soon as possible.
Like Bruno Mars.
No, he's past that, I think. Hasn't he put out a bunch of albums already?
His first two albums were like, bam, bam.
Okay, yeah.
And then it was like, hits, hits, hits. And then this past one, I think it didn't have as many hits. Well, actually, That's What I Like was played a lot.
Yes, it was.
24 Karat Magic was played a lot.
Yes.
I think the rest of them, Versace on the Floor.
I don't even know that song.
You do. I've played it.
Oh, okay.
I've played it enough.
Well, I would consider myself at least an average consumer of music, and if I can't, like... off the top of my head know it, I feel like it's not a huge mega hit. You know,
okay.
It still might be a great song. I just, you know.
Yeah.
I check the Spotify top 50 every now and then just to make sure I know what's good, what's up, what the kids are listening to.
That's how you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, man.
What? Why?
You're getting old.
Oh my goodness. I'm not even 21.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Are you, when do you turn 21?
My chair.
I forgot.
July.
Are you? Oh, you're a youngin'.
That's what everyone says, but my birthday is in the
you're
middle
not
of the
young
the
as
exact
young
middle
Vibhav.
Of the year. Yeah,
our friend Young Vibhav.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends actually who have December birthdays.
Most of my friends at Tufts are older than me.
Hmm.
Well, most of them, except you.
Not me.
I got less than a month now. So
congratulations.
Hey, I mean,
not that it's
not
something
that
you
anything's really
deserve congratulations for.
I mean, I made it to 20. I'm not.
Oh yes, you haven't died yet.
I'm still going.
That's pretty good.
I'm still kicking.
Let's play some music.
All right.
Love for me, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Kids, when we fell in love, not knowing what it was, I will not give you
Take us one flight, we'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline, seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea, and I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see you. Oh, I gotta ask, do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you think I'm right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight?
was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind. Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost tonight. Maybe you and I can't seem to get you off my mind. Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost tonight. Maybe you and I can't seem to get you off my mind. Miles from Japan and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. I can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight, baby? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. And I can't get you off my mind. Get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind.
All right, you just heard Perfect by Pentatonix, followed by These Are the Lies by The Cab, followed by Lost in Japan by Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, we were just commenting about how this is kind of a new direction for Shawn Mendes, I think, and I think Dylan agrees with me, and that he's kind of going for like a funky R&B type of thing. Where
I love funk.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say outright it's a funk song by any means, but it's kind of got that beat, that kind of wailing guitar a little bit, and I was really into it, and I hope he does more stuff like that.
This actually segues into something perfectly into something I wanted to talk about.
Oh, really?
Today, is because we're talking about genres here.
Mm-hmm.
Of people always ask, you know, what kind of music do you play or what do you do on your radio show? I say I play, and I always say we play everything except smooth jazz and country. Do we want to explain why we never play smooth jazz or country? We don't play much rap, but that's just because there's a lot of explicit words in rap. Yeah, I like rap.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a huge fan, but I definitely enjoy
Rap song. But the reason we don't play it is because it's harder to find clean songs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Do you like smooth? The jazz made me think of The Office moment when Angela's upset and she's like, something's as bad as jazz. And Dwight's like, I know. And then she's like, just play the right notes.
That's a great moment. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of jazz. I haven't listened to jazz a lot. To be honest, the one time I listened to jazz, it's like kind of a weird story. I was at summer camp and I was a counselor in training, and these two kids who were in my cabin wanted to go put on nice clothes, go to this field, play croquet, and listen to smooth jazz.
That's such.
And I was like, what?
Okay.
But then I did it with them, and I was actually like, obviously, it was kind of us like pretending to be preppy because it's like a really hippie camp where like that's not really what we do, but somebody found a croquet set and they were like, this is what we're doing today. And I was like, yes,
okay,
this is what we're doing today. So we went and did it and we had a lot of fun. I don't know if the jazz was that important to that story, but
yeah, no, I mean,
that's my experience with jazz, and I had a really good time anyway.
And then country, I just don't like country. It's something about the hardcore country.
Yeah,
I'm talking,
sure. I mean,
you know, I don't like the sound. I just don't like it.
What do you think of young Taylor Swift?
I don't know her songs. Oh, okay. I really don't. You know,
she was a country gal.
Yeah.
Before she became more of a pop singer, and now I don't.
And
know
now the country people hate her.
Well, I don't know if the country people hate her, but that she's definitely switched genres in a major way.
And she's I think her last album kind of flopped a little bit.
Yeah, that is a thing that someone could say and be correct.
Like, I don't listen to much Taylor Swift, but I was aware of like Bad Blood, you know.
Yeah.
But the last album, I think I heard nothing about.
Well, because she took it in a pretty different direction, in that a lot of the songs weren't pop songs that were supposed to like be super catchy and sound good. They were a little, I don't want to say experimental, because I don't think it was experimental, but for her it was experimental,
which I think is good for her to do.
Definitely good for an artist to explore.
Yeah. So maybe maybe this was the experimental one, and then the next one will be.
I think this one was kind of her saying that she's kind of fed up with the way that pop music goes right now and how it sounds, and she wanted to do something different.
Yeah, I also, got you. Yeah, we gotta hit this quick PSA.
Here we go. I just opened to a random one, but it's a one.
Okay.
Space heater safety tips.
Oh.
Because and even though it's summer soon, it is snowing today, and that's why
it was
this
70,
is important.
Like or almost 70, 64 a couple days ago.
Global warming isn't real. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You know, I used to have a space heater in when I was growing up in the bathroom, and I was a kid, so we violated at least 2 of those rules.
Well,
but I'm still here, and so is the rest of my family. So
yeah, all right.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, well, for being safe.
We got some time left. Let's play a few more songs.
Let's do it.
Shaking when I came.
gotta listen to those last 3 seconds of silence. I can't help it. That's what I do, man. All right, well, you just heard Deadwater by Wet. We just wanted to talk. We've had so much to talk about this week.
Yeah.
I actually have two more things I want to talk about. We can talk about it next week, though.
Yeah. So I just wanted to really quickly talk about A Quiet Place because, you know, Dylan talked about it last week because he saw it last week and I saw it this weekend. It was really, really good. Everyone that I went with, except for one person, liked it. But what everyone was saying was they didn't like, or not that they didn't like, but they said it relied a lot on jump scares, which I did not think was true. And I
disagree with that.
Exactly, because I think we have different definitions, or at least I had a different definition of what a jump scare was compared to most of my friends that went with me. They felt like any time there was something at all surprising or a sound was made, they thought it was a jump scare. For instance, when the, you can see this in the trailer, it's not a spoiler, when the lantern gets knocked over and it starts a small fire, they thought that was a jump scare. And I thought, there's no way that is a jump scare, because you can't take something, anytime something happens that you're not expecting, and qualify that as a jump scare.
Are they saying that because they amp up the volume clearly on that to make it louder?
The sound is a little bit louder, and it's an unexpected fast movement. But I think, because when I think about jump scares, I think they have a very bad connotation because they're used in a lot of horror movies. It's like
they're
cheap
cheaply
gimmicks.
Used. Yeah.
I thought The Quiet Place, if it used them, it used them so well and they were so well done that you wouldn't qualify them, or you wouldn't call them a jump scare, because they weren't cheap and they weren't trying to get cheap scares from the audience.
And so I agree. It makes sense because they're all quiet to amp that up, because that sound in that world where you have to live super quietly, that makes sense, where you'd be like, oh my God, I just knocked over and glass shattered. Right. So I really disagree with that. They were in the plot, made sense.
Yeah. Yeah. They weren't like everyone's talking and all of a sudden you cut to a screen of a monster or something like that.
I've seen a few, I'm going to send you actually something. John Krasinski has like narrated some of the scenes.
Oh, he
did? Yeah.
Two scenes, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. And the reason that they do that is that's the first loud sound you hear. And now, so they set up the rules of the world that you have to be quiet. What happens if you make a sound and everything. They kind of set that up beforehand, and this is the first time you hear a loud sound, and now you get to see what's about to happen if you do that.
Right.
So that's all. This is still a setup. So, wow, I'm passionate about it. All right, well.